Chapter 2. Digging for Treasure. We begin to dig the next day. We draw a square in the garden and we dig for a very long time. The sun is strong. We work hard and we're very hot. But we don't find anything. Suddenly, Albert Wilson from next door looks over the wall. We don't like him very much, but we play with him because he hasn't got any brothers or sisters.
Hello. What are you doing?
We're digging for treasure,
Dickie explains.
Do you want to come and help us?
No. Digging for treasure is ridiculous,
says Albert. No, it's not. Many people find treasure. Help us and we can share it with you, I say. That convinces Albert. He climbs over the wall and helps us. We all take turns to dig, and after some time, there's a deep hole in the ground. I jump into the hole and start to dig a tunnel to the treasure. There are a lot of worms and rocks, but no treasure. We take turns to dig the tunnel, and Albert is last. He doesn't want to get in the hole, but we think this isn't fair, so we push him into the hole. Come on, Albert, I say. Be a man. Take your turn like everybody else.
But I'm afraid of worms,
says Albert.
Don't think about the worms,
says Alice.
Close your eyes and dig.
So Albert begins to dig. Suddenly, the earth falls into the hole and Albert disappears under the ground.
Albert! Albert!
Shouts H.O.